Minister Gonzalez is appealing to individuals who have not taken the COVID-19 vaccine to do so soonest, and those who are still skeptical to listen to the experts to make an informed decision.
If we are serious about returning to normalcy, we have to work harder to get ourselves vaccinated. So if you haven't done it yet, for no real reason, you just haven't gotten around to it yet, you're busy and so on and so forth, take the time. Take the time over the coming days. I understand the clinics are going to be open even over the weekends. Take the time to go and get a vaccine at your nearest clinic or center, hospital, because it's going to be necessary for St. Vincent and the Grenadines to look like St. Vincent and the Grenadines again, for people to bustle and hustle and work and earn and live in the way that we're used to doing it. So if you just haven't gotten around to it yet, I'm urging you, it's time to get around to it. We have vaccines and we have to start inoculating. And if you are skeptical for whatever reason about taking the vaccine, I ask you to listen to the experts. Listen to the medical professionals, the same medical professionals who gave you your measles and your mumps and your rubella vaccine, the same ones who give you your shot if you get tetanus, the same ones who give you your other vaccinations and treatments. Listen to them. Listen to the doctors and the immunologists and the virologists and the specialists, and listen to their advice. So I'm appealing to everybody to take the time to get the vaccine as soon as possible.
Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Camilo Gonzalez. Regionally, Sandals Resorts International has announced its intention to gift 300 healthcare workers across the region with complimentary two-night stays at its award-winning all-inclusive resorts. The company's executive chairman, Adam Stewart, says it is in recognition of the selfless efforts of healthcare workers who continue to exhibit admirable bravery and make tremendous sacrifices during the COVID-19 pandemic. In Barbados, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases now stands at 3,333. Internationally, a diplomatic row has broken out after the EU's top official claimed the UK had imposed an outright ban on the export of COVID-19 vaccines. European Council President Charles Michel said it applied to all vaccines and components produced in the UK. But UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab described the suggestion as completely false. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.